Ciao Max, io sono Nicolo Spadari, un ragazzo italiano di 26 anni. Moja mati je Slovenka i moj oče italijanec. In sem bil vzgojen v obeh jezikov. Sem hodil v dvojezično šolo in na univerzijo, kot Max, sem se učil mednarodne in diplomatske vede, zmeri v Gorici.
I was born and raised in Gorizia, a small town in Friuli Venezia Giulia region on the borderline with Slovenia, so the very east part of Italy. When I say that the town is on the borderline, I really mean it. In fact, if you check where it is on the map, you will realize that the name of the city is written on the Slovenian side of the border. I am bilingual, I speak Italian and Slovene.
A friend of mine, for example, who is from the border actually, is from Gorizia, speak an Italian with like a Slovenian accent, which is a bit different from the Italian normal one. And also Slovenian don't speak the Slovenian language properly, but a sort of dialect. I am Massimiliano and I am from Udine in the northern east of Italy. Udine is a town close to Venice with almost 100,000 inhabitants. It's a quiet city. I'm enrolled in international relations and diplomacy at the University of Trieste in the Gorizia campus. I used to go to the Slovenian markets for grocery and the ladies were polite. But for example, when I went to the disco there, the bouncers knew that I was Italian and they ignored me. They understood Italian language but didn't make any effort for me. I was a client, I was bringing money actually. That's so strange. Then I understood their behavior and its causes, but it's always a funny challenge.
From time to time, they are visible and as physical borders or changing in the language of indication and changing brands and so on, so something really realizable. But from time to time, they are invisible, such as cultural difference and a not so well hidden hostility.
Massimiliano, with the nickname Max, is brown haired and has brown eyes. He has an average body type, quite athletic, and he really looks like the Italian outfit cliché. Max is outgoing, speaking loud, gesturing a lot. His radiant and active personality brought him away from his hometown of Udine. His desire is to become a journalist, so he enrolled in international relations and diplomacy. He discovered a new international environment, getting an international mindset that brought him to Lisbon for an Erasmus experience. Studying over in a new society changed his system of value and consequently his life.
I was used to live in my own country where everything is familiar, and I tried what being foreign, exotic, does mean. I felt the people looking at me as a foreigner, the one out of their circle. And I adapted myself in a new society, I learned another language, integrating in a different culture. Yeah, at the beginning I had strong language and cultural barriers because I didn't know that, for example, when I was at the bus stop, the first who has to get on the bus is the one who came first at the bus stop. And it was like in a normal Italian bus stop where you come and you get on. But no, there, the first one who come to the bus stop is the first one who has the right to go inside. Yeah, it's really funny.
Shifting from different communities is not that simple in the first period. Every culture has its peculiarities, and it's not that easy to realize them and to face them as well. When you get used to it, it starts to be something normal that you need to realize. You just change your way of speaking and acting according to the person you are speaking with.
Nicola and Max got in touch outside the university bar after their first day of classes in Gorizia. Involved in international relations, there's also their teacher of public international rights, Ezio Benedetti, team leader of the European Union scholarship scheme project within the Young South Scheme program in Kosovo.
EU Scholarship Scheme Project is an EU-funded project managed by the European Union in Kosovo and implemented by the British Council. The EU Scholarship Scheme is an EU-funded project for the implementation of the YCS program for Kosovo. The program, named Young Cell Scheme, aims to support development within the Kosovo civil service, bringing in newly trained specialists in different sectors of EU integration. The Young Cell Scheme aims to provide grants to Kosovo graduates to attend a postgraduate master program in a EU university. The grant covers all costs related to the studies abroad and provides also for additional training in English language. The grantees, once completed their programs abroad, engage themselves to come back to Kosovo and work for the government or for a public institution for a period of 3 years. Kosovo is a very important partner for Europe, is a key actor for the stabilization of Western Balkans, and only peaceful and friendly relations among Serbia and Kosovo could ensure economic and social development of this region as a whole. To be young in these circumstances is not easy at all. High unemployment rates, low investments in education and culture, scarce career perspectives. But I also believe that programs as YCS show that European Union is not only bureaucracy and finance, is also something else.
Now I'm living in Berlin because I wanted to try a new experience abroad before closing my university path. Involving myself in a EU society in an advanced country as Germany is recognized. So I wanted to try to know something more about the German culture and the language.
Now I live in Brussels. I'm doing an internship in the liaison office of Friuli Venezia Giulia region. So I work in the so-called Eurobubble. The environment is quite international, I would say. You have to work every day with people from different nations. Mostly the work language is English, but working in English with people that have different accents from time to time is really challenging.
I'm strongly convinced that a project as EU Scholarship Scheme is can give a great contribution to these goals, fostering well-trained and educated young people to directly contribute to the development of their country through the practical application of European Union values and objectives.
Living in Gorizia taught me something about it. Many times the differences are underlined, but nobody realizes the things that people have in common. By instance, in Gorizia, according to me, everybody is focused on nationality, but nobody realizes that from cultural point of view, they are quite the same. I think that a border is just a question of perspective.
My passion since I was a child was to work in television or radio or media in general. I had this wonderful chance to work in television last year, and this year I started to work in Radio 2 in Italy, and then I wanted also to work in this media in a foreign language. So I was looking for a foreign media where I could speak English and express myself also to another community.
The next period, I would like to stay here in Brussels, but I'm open to every kind of experience, so we will see where life and work as well would bring me.
I casually met YCBS Radio, so I applied to work there, matching this goal with my strongest passion. I'm not the most fluent Italian guy speaking English in in Europe, but maybe this is also the chance to improve it, to know better how the radio broadcasting works and to live this experience in this context. The YCBS represents for me also this opportunity to reach the other young people who maybe wants to try this experience, and YCBS is also for them the way to express themselves and to try to do a thing that is really, really fantastic, because allows you to speak to so many people and in so many ways, because speaking and not seeing allows you to imagine what the speech could suggest you.